Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We're welcoming Marcus McNeil into the High School Scoreboard Show. You're on now with Sam and Chris. Welcome to the Scoreboard Show, Marcus.
Hey, what's up, Sam? What's up, Chris?
How's it going, Marcus? We're glad to have you.
Hey, man, I'm good, man. I'm good. Y'all living the life, Friday Night Lights, baby.
That's right, Friday Night Lights. Cedar Grove a little different now than it was when you played. You guys had a good team, but now nationally good. How's that make you feel?
Oh, man. Hey, proud. You know what I'm saying? I'm a saint forever, baby. So, you know, I always love to see them doing good, man. And over the past couple of years, I've had a great time of being able to go and watch them get some state championships, man, and kind of fend off some of those Southwest DeKalb Panthers that used to always talk that noise about Quincy Carter and they bunch.
See, I knew it was going there. I didn't know how long it was going to take them to get
there. Who had 2 minutes? Who had less than 2 minutes?
Less than 2 minutes. You already talked about Southwest DeKalb.
Hey, you know what it is, baby.
We spent a time with Marcus McNeil, who was a Super 11 with the AJC doing his time at Cedar Grove. Talk about the Rivals and talk about you're playing football in DeKalb County at that time. There were a lot of good players and some really good teams.
Yeah, definitely, man. You know, the rivalries and stuff around DeKalb County were always ones that, you know, we look forward to. You know, you play football with guys growing up, you know, in the parks, Gresham Park, Glenwood Hills, DYJ, you know, and we all go our separate ways in high school. But you always know who you're playing against. So, you know, those games on Friday nights were, you know, as big as NFL or college football games to us. And it's really where it all started at, you know. So those games, man, were like no other. We were always a 3A school. So whenever we got a chance to play a school that was ranked above us, you know, like a Southwest DeKalb. Well, I didn't play Southwest. We played Stevenson. We got a chance to play Stevenson. That was a big game for us, you know, McNair, just all the way around the board, man. DeKalb County just had so much talent that, you know, we just had a fun time playing every weekend.
Marcus, what single moment stands out as the best moment or your favorite moment from your time playing at Cedar Grove?
Oh, man, that's easy. That's easy. Let me set the stage for you real quick. Well, we playing the number 3 Stevenson Jaguars. You know, we a small unranked 3A team at the time. You know, nobody really gave us a chance. Well, we playing over at Memorial Stadium is what they used to call it, over mm-hmm. Memorial Drive. they changed it up a little bit now, but we were the underdogs. You know, we weren't ranked in 3A. You know, Stevenson had a lot. They had Reggie Ball, you know, they had two or three Craig Lumpkin. They had DeMario Mentor, guys that went to Georgia Tech. So they were full of D1 talent. But, man, we came in there, overmatched, and we weren't undersized because we had a 300-pound line. But we were trying to figure out how to get some offense going because our running backs were down. So I remember talking to my dad, and I was like, "Dad, why, man, y'all just give me the ball. Let me do something." You know, so the game is tight. They were like, all right, we're going to see what we can do. So we had a plan, and the game is tight. So I come back out of halftime, and they throw me a number 90 instead of the 73 that y'all see me rocking all the way to the NFL. They throw me a number 90 jersey on so I could be an eligible receiver. Man, they line me up in the backfield, man, and tell me just to go up the seam, baby. You know what I'm saying? They they throw me a couple of balls, man. I scored once, you know what I'm saying? Had another about 50-yard catch, you know, probably about two catches for a buck 10. You know, we can go pull it up now. They got Google. You know what I'm saying? so then we ended up beating the number 3 team in the state at the time, the Stevens and Jaguars, you know, on a couple of those catches that I made, man. But that was probably that was a highlight of my senior season, you know, the first and only touchdown I caught in the game, you know. So
they might should have thrown you a few more, Marcus.
We tried to do it again against Mays, but I think they were prepared for it. They saw me put the number 90 jersey on, like I came out like Superman. And they were like, "Hey, they throwing it to him." So,
well, here's the thing:
one-on-one coverage. I got tackled by 8 of them.
Nobody wants to tackle him. I'm just telling you.
I know.
If you can get him the ball, nobody wants to tackle this Super 11 O lineman. But I'm glad that even the elite O lineman, even the guys that go to SEC and NFL, they just like all the other O linemen I coach, they always want the football. They always think they can run it.
Hey, man. Hey, I knew I could run it. I just needed to get the ball in my hand. I was lobbying to try and get me a punt return or a kickoff return in there one time. But they were like, "Hey, calm down.
Folks, we're spending time with Marcus McNeil. Obviously, a 2-time Pro Bowler with the Chargers and All-American, 2-time All-American at Auburn University. And but before all that, he was at Cedar Grove in DeKalb County. And I guess, you know, this area is so well recruited. Marcus, thoughts about the guys who are playing now on Friday nights, not just at Cedar Grove, but all around the area. Some are being recruited. What are your wish for them, you know, and what advice do you have to pass along to them?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I think the best advice that I have to pass along to the next generation, because I love what they're doing, you know, I don't want them to try and be me, or, you know, I want them to be themselves, you know, create their own path and find their own way. But in doing that, be prepared to step up on each level of football you go up to. We all aspire to make it to the NFL, and we know everybody can't make it there. But at the same time, going from high school to college, you have to prepare yourself mentally and physically to reestablish yourself as a great player on every level. So when you finish your high school career, you go into college, you know, not with this badge of honor, like I'm the best, you know, player from my town. I'm the best player in the state, all that. You have to prove yourself again. You know, you have to go and strap it on again, you know, really get dirty, really get down there and play football the way it's supposed to be played so that you can rise to the top like cream, like you're supposed to be. All the kids in the CAD County, man, are so talented right now. To be honest, this generation is, I see so much talent, you know, more talent than what we had even growing up, because they train a lot earlier. They're getting into football a lot earlier than we did. You know, it was just a game for us. And now, you know, they're taking it so serious that I think it's raising the level of play across the board. So I'm excited about these guys, but just be prepared to step it up each level you go to.
That's 100% accurate. The talent is so much different now, in part because of the training and what they expected. But Marcus, when did you know you were going to be, you know, an SEC, a big time player? I think people are identifying them way younger now. When did you know?
I mean, When did I know?
When
I
they knew, offered you, right?
I knew from if you're an athlete, you know from the get go. You know, and it's a mentality that you have to have. You know, and not just a mentality, but you got to have that competitive edge. You know, you have to be competitive. You have to want to win. You have to want to be the best. You know, so I think it just kind of progressed with me through my whole life. You know. From watching, you know, TV on the couch or football games, you know, on Thanksgiving with my uncles and my dad, you know, and all my family, and seeing and wanting to be there. So I visualized it first, you know, mentally, you know, the catches I wanted to make, the runs, how I wanted to hit somebody, you know. And then I just kept on seeing myself in that light my whole life, you know. So it was a natural progression for me the whole way, you know. It was just like I said before, every time I took a step to the next stage, now I had to reassess where I was at, you know, figure out how I could get better, and then raise my play to match where I was at. So, you know, it was just a constant growth going on in my game.
Well, we're spending time on school days tonight, spending some time with Marcus McNeil, and he is social. You can find him on Twitter at Marcus McNeil 73. Still loves that number 73. Marcus McNeil, yeah, 73.
Coach Tuberville should have put him in that 90 and thrown him the ball a couple times.
Hey, man, I was trying. Believe me, I lobbied everywhere I went. I lobbied there. You know, Tub didn't want trying to hit. It was probably because we had as much talent. We had Ronnie Brown, you know, Carnell Williams, Brandon Jacobs in the backfield. They ain't thinking about getting me the ball. They trying to divide the pie between them. So I don't think I made it there. And then when I made it to the NFL and they finally put the tackle eligible in, I think I danced so hard at when I scored during training camp, that they were like, "Nah, we can't throw him the ball. That's gonna be 15 yards automatic. That's an automatic 15-yard penalty." So I think I scratched my own name off that list.
Marcus, there are a lot of guys who've come through the halls of Cedar Grove who look to duplicate what you did this spring. Not one, but two Cedar Grove alums who drafted to play for the Atlanta Falcons to get to play in the National Football League here in their hometown, and their cousins. Justin Schaefer and D'Angelo Malone. Everyone out there is so, so proud of these young people. Thoughts about that? You know, not just, you know, to play in your hometown, but you got you.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Ken folk out there with you.
Wait, man. It ain't nothing. I felt like a proud daddy or uncle when both of them got drafted. I'm not going to lie to y'all. Like, one thing you got to know about Cedar Grove, we a family, man. Same pride forever, you know. To see those guys, you know, I think they were actually on the first, you know what I'm saying, Cedar Grove team that won the state championship. And I remember going to talk to those guys, you know, halftime and just to see them go from, you know, these boys to now growing up to a man and being able to make it to the NFL, it's nothing better. And Debo, that's what we call him over there, yeah. You know what I'm saying, Malone. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Debo has been balling out, you know what I'm saying, and I want to see him continue to do what he's doing. Justin Safer is probably one of the most, you know, hardworking offensive linemen that I know. And not even only that, he's just a great teammate. You know, he sat there at Georgia and waited his turn, you know, to get his chance to play. Mm-hmm. And what did he end up with? A national championship at UGA. I have so much respect for that young man because so many times I see guys go to certain colleges or schools, and when it's not their turn, they don't have the patience to wait, you know, sometimes, and they jump ship and go other places. Everybody has the right to do that, but, you know, I think I have a little bit more respect for those guys who trust the process, trust the decision that they made, you know what I'm saying, and work hard to get where they want to be. So I'm looking for great things from both of those young men.
Fantastic, fantastic, man. This is it's been time well spent and great time, Coach.
I can listen to Marcus all day.
Yeah.
I liked it. Except for going to Auburn. You know, I went to Alabama. So
yeah, that's
except,
the other thing.
Except the Auburn thing. Other than
oh,
that.
What? Hold on. Back up. What? Hold on.
No, look, I respect
it. We ain't got no roll tide.
Well, here's what happened, Marcus. We took it on the chin. I was with them way, but you know, before your day, during your day. I've been around a lot of losses to Auburn, so I'm all about it. You know, I respected those Auburn teams. Some of the best teams to come out of college football, Marcus played on.
Yeah.
I can say
Yeah. Well, y'all got that hit stick right now, so I can't, you know, I can't, I'm not even going to act like I know football now. And I ain't going to claim what I can't claim now. Right now, y'all up there. Y'all on top of the mountain.
Yep. They're doing great things, but we appreciate you spending some time with us on this Friday night. Always great to hear from you. And great to keep up with the things you're doing. I know you've been doing some of what we're doing right here. You've been doing some broadcast too, right?
Yeah, man. Yeah, you know, you got to stay in it. When you love football, you don't really get away from it. And I can sit around and talk about football all day. So it just makes sense for me to go and put it on the microphone one time.
Yeah. Awesome.
Fantastic. Marcus, thanks so much for the time. Always great catching up with you. And hope to catch up with you next time you get to come home.
Hey, man, definitely. You guys keep on doing a great job, man. I love you guys' show. And, man, y'all keep on doing your thing.
Thanks, Marcus.
All right. That is Marcus McNeil.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.